with a guy like Michael Vick, because, you know, when you're rushing, he's not a stick back there, you know, guy. He's a guy that can, you know, elusive. He can run and beat you that way. But also, you know, if you're timid and you don't rush him, you know, he can beat you in the passing game too with, you know, number 10 and, you know, 25, just all those guys and a lot of those screens plays. They're really explosive offense.
Marcus, what's been the biggest difference in your team since Jason has taken over as coach?
I think, you know, change is always good, and just a change of new coach, new philosophies and things, and guys, you know, taking on that philosophy and you know, just taking on that change, and it's just the morale of the team.
How much can you build off of what happened last year in the rivalry with the Eagles coming into this season? Is it completely different?
I think, they're two different teams now. I think from last year to this year, they are a better team. They're playing a lot better. They don't make many mistakes, and they're not a one-dimensional team. They can run the ball, and they get the job done.
DeMarcus, what types of can you compare and contrast this Eagles offense with the one that you guys faced like late last year? How much is it different? Does it seem better?
From last year, when you look at the offense last year and look at the offense this year, you know, I always pinpoint the offensive line, just how, you know, how good. I mean, they had some injuries and stuff last year. Now they have majority of all the guys back, and they're playing really well together. They pick up, you know, block reads really well. They pick up the blitz really well, and they protect Michael Vick a lot better than last year. I'm just talking from a pass rusher standpoint. And they also, you know, in the run game, they don't, you know, make many mistakes, and they can gash you.
For those of us who haven't been around the Cowboys, I mean, what's Jason Garrett like as a coach? How does he handle the team? How would you describe him to people who haven't seen as much of him?
I would really just say he's an intense coach. You know, he takes care of really all the small things, and, you know, he really harks on, you know, being motivated for, you know, practice, the game, doing everything, you know, a fundamentally sound way, but then also getting out there and having fun doing what you do.
A lot of Eagles fans look at the Cowboys. They really don't like the Cowboys, the fans at least. Is there any added motivation or added juice among players for a game like this?
I think, you know, it's always an NFC East game, and a lot is always at stake when you play against the NFC East team because, you know, we play each other twice. We always know we're going to have a good game, and if it's against Philly, the Giants, Washington, you know, it's just the way it is, and just, you know, there's always some fire in those type of games.
DeMarcus, your defense has forced more turnovers in the past 4 weeks than you did in the previous eight. How do you explain that? Is it just as simple as Jason Garrett taking over as head coach?
I think it's, you know, we harp on it, and we take care of the little small things like in practice, you know, trying to get turnovers, and really harping on that and knocking the ball out, you know, contesting the ball when it's thrown, just little things like that, doing it over and over, you know, it carries over into the game.
How are you guys treating the rest of the season? I mean, do you still think you're in the playoff hunt, or is it pretty much like playing for pride?
I think the main thing is you always play for pride if you're making the playoffs or not, but it's just, you know, taking one game at a time and just trying to win and just, you know, just taking it with that.
DeMarcus, I mean, when you look at the quarterback position on this Eagles team, how surprising is it, you know, the way it's kind of evolved? I mean, would you have believed that anything like this could happen?
I knew something like this could happen. You know, a guy like Michael Vick, you're not going to hold him down, especially with the athleticism that he has. And, you know, maybe last year he was a little rusty, you know, just coming into, you know, the season, and then now he's gotten the reads. He knows what to do. He's gotten good coaching from Andy Reid. He knows the offense, so now he knows a lot more. And a guy like him, knowing everything with the offense, he's able to read defenses really well. I mean, the sky's the limit with him. I mean, he's a totally different type of quarterback.
Is he? I guess he's going to get your Pro Bowl vote, right?
Oh yeah, he'll get mine.
One of the Eagles' big threats is with LeSean McCoy. What do you see when you look at him from both a receiving standpoint and a rushing standpoint?
You know, from a rushing standpoint, he's a guy that, you know, he's a very patient runner. You know, they're a big zone team, and he likes to hit the hole from anywhere. I mean, he can hit from all the way from C-gap to C-gap on either side of the ends of the tackles, but also in the screen game. He's a like a great open field runner, and I mean his speed. Once he gets going, I mean nobody can catch him. I watch some of the games. I mean he's a great player, and he's improving every game.
All right, thanks,
Marcus.
All right, thank you.